lady looking out for us. What? Who? Catcher. She's as goofy as a squirrel with three nuts, but she's predictable. You been able to get close to her? Like he was sure I would try. Not really. Smoke won't go. You have to remember how determined she is to use me, to get even with Lady for having kept her from getting even before. That means she has to take care of me. Oh, dumb me. I hadn't thought about how he could be using Catcher. You're willing to bet your life on Catcher? Hell no! She's still Soul Catcher. She could get interested in something else and just walk out on everything here. But she does have a score to settle with Long Shadow, too. That she does. He grinned. He was pleased about the way things were going. I was worried about Soul Catcher. She seldom did anything overt, but in her own mind, she would be one of the major players. Eventually, she would do something dramatic. Was there anything Croker hadn't foreseen and made part of his plan? He didn't think so, I'm sure. I didn't agree, because I had rock-hard evidence that he wasn't ready for everything. There's no way he could have anticipated me starting to have the same sort of nightmares as Lady, though I'm just as certain that he did expect hers to continue. Here, near Kialune, my nightmares were powerful and frequent. I couldn't take a nap without a visit to the cavern of the old men. Frequently, I went to the plain of bones and corpses. On occasion, I slipped off to the land of myth, or so I interpreted it. It was a vast gray place where gods and devils met in divine battle, and the most ferocious thing on the field was a gleaming black monster whose footfalls shook the earth, whose claws rent and tore, whose fangs. The hideous, cold place with the slimy old men was there every time, though. Every time. It was repellent in the extreme, yet attractive. Each time, as I walked the cold shadows, I found another familiar face among the old men. I thought I had it handled, I really did. But that was because I did not think Kina would bother being subtle with a dim candle like me. I ignored the fact that she was the goddess of deceivers, and forgot that Lady had told me that all that appeared to be Kina did not have to be Kina. The dead place came to smell sweeter. It became more relaxing, safer, more comfortable, just as walking with the ghost had become comforting. I had a suspicion my enjoyment of that comfort was one reason the old man brought me down here, ahead of everyone. He wanted me to go cold turkey. I wanted to tell him I had it handled because I believed I did. But as we lay there in the hills waiting for the rest of the army to trudge up the road, I spent a lot of cold days and colder nights huddled by a fire spooking out Tai Day, fiddling with my notes and napping. A lot. Because when I slept, I could go away from the center where the pain remained in a hard little core that wouldn't die. Sometimes I even seemed to fly, the way I had with Smoke, though not far, nor do anywhere interesting. I was the opposite of Lady, who fought her dreams all the way. It was a gentle seduction. Kina gradually replaced Smoke. I noticed that the captain watched me sidelong in the mornings, warily, when I arose reluctantly. Tai Day didn't say anything, but he seemed worried. Chapter 39.